Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
Many people hope that joining a health club is going to be your magic bullet to inspire you to work out. But when you look at the health clubs, what is it you're really looking for in your club that makes it so convenient that you're going to want to go? My guest is Neil Pyre. He's the owner of Inspire Training System in Northern New Jersey. Welcome to the show, Neil. Tell us, what is the most important thing in picking a health club when you're looking to get motivated and join a club?
Thanks, Melanie. It's a pleasure being on with you. One of the things that sort of makes this such an important topic is back in the, mid-90s, IHRSA, which is the International Health Racket Sports Association, it's a big trade organization for health clubs, did a national survey, and they came up with one main reason that people do not even walk in the door at health clubs, and that is that they were intimidated. They felt intimidated. They felt it wasn't for them. They were expecting, perfect body Adonises and runway models to be in the facility, and they just didn't feel up to it, if you will. And the industry has done a lot to help sort of pare that down over the years, to make it more comfortable, to make it more inviting for people to come in. And a lot of the glitter and glamour and muscle beach type environment that was common back in the 70s and 80s has sort of gone by the wayside. That's not to say that there still isn't an element of that in most health clubs or fitness centers or gyms, but it's not the mainstay. The thing that you need to really, more than anything else, be aware of is the fitness center convenient for you? A lot of people end up signing up for a health club cross town because, you know, their girlfriend goes there or whatever, and it ends up being a chore for them to actually make it into the health club and to work out, and that never works.
So basically, we're looking at location, location, location.
Yeah. It's got to be easy for you to get to. It has to be part of your daily routine, or you want it to be part of your daily routine at least a few days a week. And that means that it has to be easy to get to. It has, you know, the closer it is to either home or work, that it becomes a routine. You get up in the morning, you get dressed, you go to work, when you're done at work, you come home. That's a routine. If you can fit it into that routine and streamline it as much as possible, the more successful you're going to be, because it is going to be part of your convenient daily, habit, if you will.
So now you've got the place. You pass by it every day. You pull in. It doesn't look too glittery or too muscle. Doesn't stink, when you walk in. So What are we looking for? Do we look at the class schedules? Do we look at how busy it is at the time we need to go? Or dirt? How do you look for that sort of stuff side of being unobtrusive about it? You're looking for mold in the shower or what?
Well that's all part of it. But I'll tell you, the first thing you do is look for what your needs are. Are you someone that hasn't exercised since high school? You're in your 40s now, and you know you need to exercise. You just have no idea where to start, and you've never done this before. You don't know what the expectations are, and you don't want to depend on the media, the shape magazines, and the muscle and fitnesses, etc., to tell you how you're supposed to feel and what you're supposed to do. You don't want to take Mr. Olympia's latest workout and duplicate it in the gym, and you don't want to do that.
No.
but bottom line is, am I a neophyte? Am I a rookie? Am I someone who has no experience and have no idea where to start? If that's the fact, then I need to find a place that has some professionals in there that I can trust, that I can go to for help, whether it's a personal trainer or just a fitness instructor that's there to assist members. I need to be able to depend on someone that's really going to guide me and at least point me in the right direction to do what I need to do to take that first step, get into a routine, and get some positive return on my investment as a member of the club.
Okay, so once you've made sure that they've got good, what you're looking for, you know, staff. I mean, do you check the certifications of staff? Do you look, you know, I mean, obviously cleanliness. You know, I think that that's so important when I look for a club, or when I even was looking for one to work there. I was looking at the cleanliness of the right. pool and the locker rooms and such like that. But, you know, what about, I mean, does it matter if it's a busy club, or do you check out the staff and their qualifications, and how would you even go about doing that?
Well, the first thing I said was need. You know, what are your needs? The other thing are, what are your wants? And you might be someone who has exercised on and off. You've been a member of several health clubs over, you know, the last 20 years. And you're looking for another one that's convenient, that's easy for you to get to, and that has stuff that the stuff that you need. And you know what? I always wanted to try Zumba. My friends say it's a lot of fun, the music, the dance, this and that. I'd like to try it. If they have that program available to members, then, you know, that's a bonus. It's something that I do want. If you're the person that needs a lot of assistance, and you're going to depend on a fitness professional to provide that assistance, then you do want to look at certifications. You want to look at education. Do they have some kind of degree in exercise science?
How do you go about finding that out, Neil?
Oh, you actually have to talk to these people.
So you ask. You say, do
oh,
you
yeah,
have, and
yeah,
people
yeah.
do not get offended?
You know what? I'll be honest with you. One of the having been in the health club industry for 33 years now, one of the best things you can do when you're introducing someone from the outside, someone who's in there just touring and asking questions about your club, one of the most effective ways to help that person feel comfortable and give them the information they're looking for is to introduce them to as many of your staff as you can while they're in there. Obviously, it's not going to be a three-hour ordeal because very few people have 3 hours to go take a look at the local health club. But if they have, if they can take 20, 30 minutes to tour, ask you questions, get rate information, get membership information, policies, etc., it really is a great thing for the professional, the salesperson or manager or whoever it is, to share and introduce their staff, including their trainers, including the qualifications. I mean, those are one of the more important things that you're looking for. If they can identify that as a need in your case, they really should spend a lot of time on, you know, how they're going to solve your need, how they're going to provide for that need. And that means introduce them to a trainer. This trainer, you know, he's got his master's degree in exercise science. He's certified by ACSM and ACE and blah, you know, but give them a quick little run through of the staff, who the management in the fitness department, if there is one, is, what they provide, and how they're going to provide for that prospective member what they need.
Well, that's, you see, and that's so important. I love the introduction. This is somebody, they've got their master's degree. This is, you know, because that makes somebody feel like they don't have to ask that uncomfortable question. Now, very quickly, in the last 15 or 20 seconds, cost. What about the cost of a health club?
It's got to be feasible for you. You know, everybody's got a budget. And I'll tell you, today is the best. Now, right now is the best time in the industry over the last 30 years because we have a range of clubs that provide fitness facilities and services ranging from $10 a month all the way up into the $100 and $120, $150 a month. And this is in the New York metro area.
And it's a very expensive place, and but health clubs are certainly worth it if you can find one that's convenient in your area. You've been listening to RadioMD.com. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll be back.